Now, the Ho-Chunk winter game known as Snow Snake has been played for hundreds of years, but some Madison residents got to learn about it for the first time last weekend. That's thanks to a local alder who helped build a snowy track, gather some snakes, wooden ones that is, and arrange for lessons and competitions in a city park. Arvina Martin is an alder on the Madison Common Council. She's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and the Stockbridge-Munsee community. Arvina, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you found out about the game, I understand, somewhat recently. How did you come across it and decide you wanted to make it happen in Madison?
I think that I had kind of known about the game for a while, but had not really thought about it. And then in my Facebook feed, there was a posting with pictures and showing a lot of folks playing, constructing the ramp, the track, as well as playing Snow Snake up in either Toma or Black River Falls or somewhere up there, put on by the Ho-Chunk Nation. And I saw that and thought, oh, that looks so cool. Let's see if we can do this here. I messaged Bill Quackenbush, who works in heritage preservation for the Ho-Chunk Nation, and asked him, is this something that we can do here? He told me yes. And again, this was last year. And so we started to make plans and we had an event all set up. And then all the snow melted, so we couldn't do it. I reached out to him again this winter and asked how we could get this done, what kind of space we needed, and what we all needed to do in order to build this. And he's like, yep, I'll give you a hand. I'll help out. And we ended up talking to the Parks Department to see if this was something that could be held in one of the Madison City parks. The Parks Department really liked the idea and asked if this could be a Parks Department event. And I thought that was a really cool idea. So that's kind of how we got it started.
And I saw some pictures, and you're right, it does look cool. Paint us a picture of Snow Snake, what it looks like, and what we do when we play.
So this particular track that was made by Parks Department folks and Bill came up and kind of packed all the snow up to a big long ramp track building or structure. The top, the starting point, is about waist high on me, and then the track goes kind of straight, although this time we had to curve around. It goes, I think ours went about 400 feet, but I'm not I never got to the end of the track. So this track is starts waist high and kind of gradually gets lower. Then you take a log or something. I think it was maybe about the width of my hand, and we drag it through and kind of stamp it down in order to make the track. Then you take a long stick and just go to the start at the top of the ramp and try to push it down and see how far it goes. We had foot markings so people could see how far they had gone. And I think it was a great success. I had a lot of fun. And I think the people that were there had a lot of fun.
And so the stick, I think broomsticks were one option, but there are also more, I think, tradition-based snakes that you can throw down. Could you talk about those a little?
Yeah, so the Parks Department got some broomsticks that they just kind of put out. We had made the track the week before and kind of had like a soft opening, trying to see if this was going to work. And even that event on a Saturday brought more people out than we thought and actually caught attention of a lot of folks that were already at Warner Park in order to go ice skating or snowshoeing, et cetera. So the sticks, the non-broomsticks were what we call, well, they call them the snakes, were bigger and wooden. They look like a stick, but some are wider. There are some that are lighter and more narrow. There's there's ones that start like the front of it, the snake is wider, and then it kind of tapers off at the end. There's a lot of different ways to make them and different styles. A lot of the ones that Bill brought had traditional designs kind of etched in, or, you know, patterns that might be on a snake and maybe some snake eyes and a little mouth so you could tell where the head was. They look really cool. And, you know, that's something that somebody can make fairly easily. It might not be as ornate or as dynamic or go down the track the same way, but it's a good way to start.
Now I'm trying, as you're talking, I'm standing here and like thinking about how I would try, because I haven't seen people do this. What my technique would be? Are we doing this underhand, or I could see a sidearm, or like a frizz, or even maybe overhand? What's the right technique for sliding the snake down the groove there?
I think that, you know, you can try any of those. There's not like an official like rules way, but there is kind of a fault line that we spray painted on, so your hand can't go past that point. I kind of did a sidearm motion and twisted at my hips so I could get more power that way. We had former Ho-Chunk Nation president John Greendeer came down from Stevens Point with some of his staff and brought his own snakes, and he did running starts. And I, as a newbie, am not coordinated enough to give that a shot. So I just kind of did the stationary. But, you know, we also had some young kids. There was a 2-year-old at our kind of soft open, and he just stood there and put his hands up above his head and pushed it. And, you know, he got it here, and he got it down the track.
Now, you said you didn't make it to the end of the track. If you're willing to share, what was your best slide?
My best was 245 feet. Yeah.
That sounds pretty respectable. I'd be impressed by that.
Now, I'm sorry.
Let's say it looks like fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. Can you talk about, though, helping revive this game that's played around the state, that's part of this long Ho-Chunk tradition?
Yeah, actually, this game is actually pretty common amongst tribes originally from the Great Lakes area. But I think that it traveled as well. When I had posted my on Facebook saying, we built this, we're going to give it a try, a friend of mine who is a member of the Passamaquoddy tribe of Maine said, oh, my gosh, I love to play this. So this is, you know, kind of a ubiquitous game from the Great Lakes area. You know, from what I understand, it was started kind of like a stand around game, people standing around and being like, well, what are we going to do? We're kind of bored. And, you know, in a way, maybe it's kind of like one of the lawn games, but it also has kind of practical uses, in that the motion of like kind of launching your snake down the track is similar to the motion you would make when trying to spear. So, it also was practice for something practical.
Arvina, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Arvina Martin is an alder on the Madison Common Council, a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She talked with us about the ancient Ho-Chunk game called Snow Snake. She helped arrange lessons and competitions and a snow track in a city park over the weekend.